Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Diana Wiley. I'm your host of Love, Lust, and Laughter. And my guest today is Dr. Tammy Mariglia. And she is a double board-certified physician in aesthetic medicine and integrative and natural medicine. I know Dr. Tammy. She's passionate about creating natural aesthetic results in her patients. Welcome to the program, Dr. Tammy. Do we have you there?
Hi there. How are you?
Good.
Yes. Hello.
Good. So the music will go down and we can talk. I got to visit your
Yay!
Vitality Clinic. And what beautiful offices and your staff. And you, of course, project so much vitality. So the name is really appropriate. And
and that's what we want to do.
Yes. So tell our listening audience a little more about your Vitality Clinic, and we'll give everybody the website, and then I'll write it up after the show as well.
Well, wonderful. Well, we really have two clinics, like you were saying. We
mm-hmm.
have a Medi-Spa,
mm-hmm.
which is non-surgical. We have 9 lasers. And the wonderful thing is that all the things that we do to restore and rejuvenate the skin and the volume for our outer appearance are using techniques, procedures, and ingredients that don't harm you on the inside. Because of that board certification that I have, there's a lot of great skincare out there, but when you look at the ingredients, yikes, there's a lot of scary stuff in some of it. So we blend the inside and the outside. So Vitality Medi Spa is one of the largest non-surgical aesthetic clinics in Seattle, and we're up at the top of Queen Anne.
Yes.
And then we have a naturopathic medical clinic. And that is, the website for that is drtammy.com,
mm-hmm.
T-A-M-I.
Mm-hmm.
And we practice naturopathic integrative medicine, where we're really taking people from fine to fabulous. You know, many of our patients have been told that they're fine, but they don't feel fine.
Exactly.
And who wants to be fine anyways?
Yes, you want to be spectacular.
So
you want to be vital.
Yes, yes.
So we
focus on hormones and adrenals and digestion and detoxification, and we really try and get people to feel their best, lose weight effortlessly just by eating what's right for them and have abundant energy, peaceful sleep so that, you know, so we can connect with each other. I think that, you know, you're a specialist in libido and that kind of connection. And I think that sometimes it's just because we're tired.
Yes, exactly. People.
So getting people to feel better is great.
It is wonderful. And you have a book coming out in March of next year, 2015. And could you describe...
April 14th.
Oh, okay. So now we have an actual date. Okay.
April 14th. They changed it. Yeah, yeah.
And you have a big publisher. Didn't you tell me Simon Schuster?
Simon and Schuster mm-hmm. is publishing it. Mm-hmm.
So
it's called The Hormone Secret.
The Hormone Secrets. And can you describe
it? It's really mm-hmm. a 30-day plan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a 30-day plan for women to look at their hormones and really be able to have a doable program to boost and balance your hormones, and the importance of testosterone for women. And really, there's so many people out there who are giving great information about hormones and health, but frankly, I can't do it. I'm too busy. So this is a practical approach to using the research and all of the things that are out there for even the busiest person to be able to increase their vitality. And it's very easy to follow. And I'm so excited. They're it seems like it's a long ways away, April, but it's just around the corner. We had a little taster on my website, and it's a hormone quiz, part of what's in the book.
Yeah.
And it's a free hormone quiz and then a downloadable sort of solution for each of the deficiencies that you test for. And so that's also on drtammy.com. And I really just want to allow people to get this information into their lives.
Mm-hmm. I like the hormone quiz. It's simple. You have 8 questions, and it can tell you a lot about the person, depending upon how they answer.
And I think that a lot of us don't realize that how we're feeling
mm-hmm.
has hormones as the root cause.
Yes, I like to think about hormones as messengers that relay communication between the brain and the body, and so that the lovely warm feeling you get
from that.
Yeah, the lovely warm feeling that you get from a lover's touch, and of course, I'm focusing on sexuality here, but there's much more, is generated by the brain and then felt in the body and delivered in part by hormones. So that
mm-hmm.
if a woman gets
absolutely.
Estrogen replacement for postmenopausal concerns, I've seen that sensation is restored to levels of premenopausal times. And of course, well, there's so much more, but you're the expert, and we're talking to you about this and the hormones. Now, you let's digress from your book and the hormones and the just for a moment and talk about your appearance on Fox News. And I'm wondering about, I thought it was wonderful, and people can see a clip of that on your website. It probably got a lot of attention because...
It did.
Yes, because you say that attractive people are treated better and they may have better health care. Expand on that a little bit more.
Well, actually, they called me to interpret a study.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't my opinion. And
right.
the study was a big study. Thousands of people were studied. And they used some fairly good, you know, tests to analyze whether someone was interpreted as being attractive or not.
Mm.
And it turned out across the board, the people who were interpreted as being more attractive had less chronic conditions such as diabetes and
mm-hmm.
heart disease. They had less missed days of work from illnesses and so the study concluded, you know, it was a good study, double-blind, placebo-controlled,
mm-hmm.
with thousands of study persons that entered it. And it really was overwhelming that, yes, attractive people may actually be healthier. And so they asked me to interpret this. And
yes.
so what I look at this, I approached it from a multi-level way. One, genetics are a big part of how we look. And
mm-hmm.
genetics are designed to help us populate the earth. And
yes.
symmetry is one of the traits that is seen as more beautiful, more
mm-hmm.
attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have that genetic code, perhaps you are better designed genetically to be healthy as well. So those two went hand in hand from a evolutionary perspective, perhaps, in my opinion. But also, when people are more attractive, they're actually treated differently.
Mm-hmm.
There are studies
mm-hmm.
with children who are more friendly and are closer and touch the more attractive children.
Mm-hmm.
And this starts very, very early on. And so perhaps that is something that affects us by making us happier and having better connections. There's a study on breast cancer. And the breast cancer study showed that if you had breast cancer, One of the most significant things that you could do to decrease your risk of getting it again was to have one good friend.
I believe it. So the social connections.
Exactly.
So,
and it just affected the health, so much so that it changed the statistics of getting breast cancer a second time.
And isn't then that remarkable? Yes, go on. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then the third thing is that if you're being treated better, and then statistically the taller, more attractive candidate is usually paid better.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps they have more advantages that way.
Mm-hmm.
And when you add all of that up, I think it boils down to inflammation. And when your life is filled with more friends, you paid better, there is a chance that you might have a lower level of stress. And stress and inflammation is the source of everything that's bad that happens to our health.
Absolutely. And you talked in the Fox interview about diabetes, even its inflammation.
Absolutely.
And I like what you said, that feeling good and looking good often go hand in hand.
Absolutely. And who doesn't feel a little pick-me-up when they get their hair cut? Even men.
That's right. Now, how do you react to this? This is related, sort of. A study in the Journal of Theoretical Biology submitted that attractive parents are 36% more likely to give birth to girls. So that statistically increases the number of beautiful women. So when I see some of my single male clients who are having some challenges in the dating scene, I say, step up to the plate. No woman is out of your league.
You're at a statistical advantage.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever read that? This is part of this Journal of Theoretical Biology. It's also...
I hadn't.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, it is. Well, there's... But then, so what kind of reaction did you get to that Fox report? And, of course, you'll be on the television lots more. You get closer to your publication date or right after it.
I had probably a 95% positive reaction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to make sure that my words, when you're on TV or a short radio show,
mm-hmm.
your words can get misinterpreted because you usually have such a short amount of time. So I didn't want anyone to think that I was being judgmental or superficial, that it really had a biological source and it all boiled down to inflammation, and it was well received.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, inflammation and stress, those are the culprits.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's go back to hormones, because this is your passion.
It is.
And the hormone quiz that you give, so people can go to the website, take the quiz, and then what can they do after they, because you have a number of questions like talking about stress. I'm under a lot of stress. Yes. Sometimes no. I have difficulty sleeping. Yes. Sometimes no. I have lost interest in sex. And this is what I see the most of course, in my practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sometimes no. So then what do? You send them, if they take it, they can take it online, and then what?
So what I had first started when I started putting this hormone quiz out there,
mm-hmm.
I had them listed, you know, the thyroid hormone quiz, the testosterone hormone quiz, the progesterone hormone quiz, the adrenal quiz, and couldn't imagine why anybody wasn't taking it. And it was a doctor mistake. Of course, nobody knew that they had those problems. If they did, they probably wouldn't need to take the quiz. So I created a blended quiz that
mm-hmm.
throughout taking those, it's actually diagnosing you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what you will receive in your inbox is your diagnoses based on your symptoms, and so you will receive your results. And I have some patients who have all five, And that's just because that's how unbalanced their hormones are. So people shouldn't be alarmed if they receive all of them. And then after that, they receive the solutions, nutritional solutions, lifestyle solutions, and very specific supplement solutions that have been shown in the studies to boost that particular hormone.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is the answer.
Dr. Tammy, when you say all five, so just go over those again, the five areas that...
So there's estrogen,
right.
Progesterone,
right.
And testosterone,
right.
Thyroid, and yeah. Adrenal.
Right. Right. And some people have all five. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then that makes them especially lethargic and no libido and...
And challenging losing weight.
And challenges losing weight. Yeah, you must see a number of women who are really frustrated by that. Here I am dieting,
you know,
and I still can't lose weight.
And, you know, I think that when they go to their regular doctor, a lot of my patients tell me, you know, I don't think my doctor believes me. I'm really, really not eating that much.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It's not your fault. It's your hormones. It's an uphill battle. And most women can identify, yep, after the age of 40, the old tricks to get rid of the pounds no longer worked.
No longer works.
And you have to restore the balance in order for your weight loss efforts to be successful.
Restore the balance. And personally, I know about this, as you know, because we had lunch together and talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been so happy with my bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, which is now over 10 years I've been on it. And, you know, and I get good follow-up and blood tests and mammograms. But what a difference it's made in every part of my life.
And I think that's important that yes. people know it's safe.
Yes.
I'm an MD.
Yes.
And there's no way that I can erase those 13 years of education.
Mm.
But I did have to go and do another fellowship and learn naturopathic medicine and learn to be a
mm-hmm.
hormone specialist so that I knew how to do things in a natural way rather than using a prescription drug. So many women go to the doctor. And I have a ton of male patients, too. But when the women go to the doctor with complaints of, you know, lack of energy and a little bit difficulty losing weight and low libido and just not feeling themselves, I had a patient who said, you know, I just feel like I'm a shadow of myself. I'm not different. I'm just not fully me.
I had a client who said, she was a 55-year-old college professor, and she'd lost her ability to become aroused after hysterectomy. And she said, this is a huge piece of who I am, and it's just gone. And of course,
yes.
Yes.
A hysterectomy can save lives, but it also hijacks who you are.
Yes, and it puts a woman right into menopause, even
yeah,
if she's much younger.
That's a surgical abrupt menopause. So the patients go to their regular doctor, and, you know, I was that regular doctor for a long time.
Yeah.
And they're given the opportunity to give an antidepressant or a sleeping pill. Those are the most common solutions.
I know. I have so many patients, as I know you do, who just are so frustrated because they don't get any help from that, and they feel dismissed by their physician.
Yes.
And their problems are minimized.
And luckily, at Vitality Medical Clinic, we see patients all over the world via telemedicine. We do Skype and phone appointments all over the world.
Wow, telemedicine.
Yes, it's the future.
So we have lots of listeners, apparently quite a few from China. So presumably,
I have a patient from China.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. And many Chinese speak English and good enough English that they can understand all of this. And China has not been the best country for sex education over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So, so you have a patient from China. So how would they take advantage of your telemedicine?
Well, it does start, it's more, a little bit more challenging in China because I need the blood work. You know,
right.
If you need more than the supplements and things that are offered on my website, you become my patient.
Mm-hmm.
And we get blood work. But all over the United States and in many other countries, it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
You call 877-8-VITALITY and we order your blood work wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the results faxed to us, and you have an appointment about a week later.
Okay, so it's 877, then the number 8, Vitality.
Right.
Okay.
And our introductory offer is $99, pays for your blood work, and then you have a complimentary first appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see whether or not, it's kind of like an interview. You know, I wish people would feel empowered. You should be able to interview your doctor to see if they're a good fit. Because it's
Absolutely.
Truly a partnership.
And I believe that, too, as a marriage and family therapist and sex therapist, that they need to be consumers. They need to shop around and see and have that session and see if it's a good fit. Therapist.
And I have a section in my book on how to fire your doctor.
Good. Excellent. I can hardly wait to read your book.
Well,
we'll
really
do this
exciting.
Again.
Probably going to give away a lot of books for the patients who have taken the hormone quiz and then are in our have taken advantage of the $99. I was just talking to my editor, and she said, well, we might be able to give them a free book if they do your introductory hormone evaluation. I said, that'd be great. So stay tuned.
No, that's a great takeaway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one reason, it's a different thing, but I give my clients, as I think I mentioned to you, articles to read, articles that I've been collecting for 30 years. So I have a vast file because people like to see things in writing that have to do with their particular issues. And it helps them retain the information, too. And ask questions and have dialogue, say, with a partner. It's very valuable.
Well, I'm sure that in your line of work, that's even more important. Although, you know, we do send an email after every appointment outlining what we talked about because
mm-hmm.
we talk so much, we don't want anyone to forget any of the important details.
Mm-hmm.
But for
mm-hmm.
your line of work, they are going home to talk to a partner, and so that would probably give them a way to bring it up. Oh, I got an email I want to read you.
Well, most of my practice are couples, but I do occasionally see an individual, not occasionally, more than occasional, I'd say probably a fourth of my practice are individuals, and some have partners and some don't. But for the couples, I give them quizzes, I give them articles, and I'll suggest that they use these as springboards for further discussion so that they can have in-depth talks.
Because, wonderful.
Because so many, well, especially about sexuality, people have a lot of trouble talking about sexuality. They don't have models for it.
No, especially in North America.
Yes. Where do you see it's better than in North America?
France.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, la, la.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, the French tend to be more open about sexual matters in general.
Mm-hmm. I think all the countries that have topless beaches are just not as hung up.
Right. And Germany then must, because I just saw that Germany has even more topless beaches than France.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. I just saw that somewhere. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a little surprising because we think of the Germans as the stereotype as a little more shut down, but apparently not so. But the French have always been really kind of open about sex and remember.
Romantic.
And remember back when the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky thing was going on, the French were just sort of laughing at the U.S. saying, what is all this commotion about?
Yep, they just have a different philosophy completely.
Right, they do. So, oh, this hour is just going fast. I'm just looking. We need to go to a break at half past the hour. So we'll come back and talk about a little more specifically about bioidentical hormones, the ones you prescribe, and I want to talk about a little more about the libido and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. And then you touched on stress, but that's a big thing. That's huge. Stress. And then you were in a movie by Jeff Hayes, so we'll touch on that as well. Well, of course, Dr. Tammy, we have so much to talk about, and I'm delighted you're my guest for this program.
I'm so grateful to be here with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So everybody stay tuned, and we'll be right back. We're back. This is Dr. Diana Wiley, and I'm here with Dr. Tammy. Dr. Tammy is a medical doctor. She's double certified. And bioidentical hormones is our next topic. We've touched on it just before. I'd like for you to put to rest some fears that many women had after going back. Actually, it's been 10 years now since the NIH research came out. And women had all these fears, and so many women went off of hormone replacement therapy. So would you talk about that, how the bioidentical hormones are different and safer? And
absolutely.
Yes.
I would love to.
Yeah, good.
So the problem that we have with the studies that are generally populated in traditional medicine is that they use synthetic hormones. And if they're not specifying that it is a bioidentical hormone and identifying it by name, then it is a synthetic hormone. And synthetic hormones, we've known for 30 years, are associated with increased health risks, including cancer and clots and all kinds of things. Bioidentical hormones are by definition exactly the same as what your body has always had. And we're restoring them to a level at my clinic anyways, the top of your age group. Now, we're not going to reverse you back to a 29-year-old when you're 65 and that you have a period every month and that you have skyrocketed up to the ceiling levels. So there have been many studies that have shown bioidentical hormones are safe and effective to use short and long term.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, if I have a patient who comes in and says, you know, I've had breast cancer, it was estrogen positive, what we know is that bioidentical hormones have not shown to cause breast cancer, but when you have an estrogen positive breast cancer, your own estrogen feeds it. So giving somebody estrogen when they have had breast cancer that is estrogen positive is a decision we take very cautiously. I have a handful of patients that say, you know, and I'm very, very, very cautious, and they say, my quality of life is zero. I want to take the lowest dose of balanced hormones, including estrogen. I feel like I'll get cancer because my life is so stressful because I'm not sleeping. I have night sweats and hot flashes. Yeah. I'm miserable. So it's an individual choice, but it's not my first recommendation in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Not again because it causes breast cancer. It has not shown to cause breast cancer. But I don't know whether there's a microscopic cancer that has reoccurred that it's feeding the cancer.
Mm.
So, and the other thing that we always have to do with whatever kind of medicine that we practice is continue to do the screening tests. I have patients who I have literally threatened to fire if they don't get their mammograms on time.
Yes.
If they don't get their pap smears on time.
Exactly.
Nobody gets to die of preventable diseases on my watch.
Right. And that's why I yearly, if not in the beginning, it was even more than yearly in terms of blood tests, I get blood tests and mammograms. And my body just seems to love having these replacement hormones.
Well, I don't ever intend on... I watched my mother put the milk in the cupboard and the frying pan in the fridge. I do not intend on going there. I'll be 50 this year, and I am not losing my mind. I am not losing my sleep. I am not losing my fun. I'm not losing my brain. I am going to fight it. And, you know, that's what we do in medicine.
Yeah.
We, as people get older, blood pressure has a tendency to go up. What do we do? We intervene. Mm-hmm. This is no different. We're just restoring.
Just restoring. And I saw so many transformations in women, beginning when I worked at UCLA's Female Sexual Medicine Center, even young women with chronic stress, and then that creates testosterone to go down, of course. So they get some testosterone replacement. Well, women of all ages, and there are transformations. It's just amazing.
Well, testosterone's the secret hormone. It really is.
It's the big one, isn't it?
Yeah, and you only need a tiny, tiny little bit. Mm-hmm. And it has an outsized role in your life. Mm-hmm. And the studies out of Australia show it's protective against breast cancer.
Well, that is good news. I think in terms of my personal life and my professional life, too, it seems to be the hormone that gives one a really hot, juicy sexual life.
Yes, it's best known for its, you know, libido-restoring abilities. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you just do testosterone and you have vaginal atrophy, you know, it's going to hurt. You have to have a little bit of estrogen so that you can restore and rebuild the tissues naturally. So it really is, your hormones are a symphony, and you can't just start playing the violin and expect it to sound the same as the whole symphony.
Exactly. And doesn't estrogen also help with orgasm? Because I hear from some of my patients that their orgasms postmenopause are muted.
It is that. It's also the testosterone. I actually have a prescription that I prescribe some women and men called Scream Cream.
Oh, I love that. Scream Cream. Okay. Tell us more, Dr. Tammy.
Well, Scream Cream is a prescription, so, you know, it's only by your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But it is kind of exactly what it sounds like. So, you know this more than I do, but that, you know, women over the age of 40, there's almost half of them have little or no sexual satisfaction. And it gets worse and worse.
And it gets worse and worse. And since men often get so much of their satisfaction through being sexual with their partners, and for some other men it's the way that they can express their love, so they get more tense and more tense, the husband, the partner, when they're being deprived of sex, and then that creates a lot of stress within the marriage. And you know, we sex therapists will often say that when sex goes well, it accounts for 15% of a marriage, but when sex is bad, it's 85%.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so The unfortunate fact is that even those of us, and you and I are not in this category, there are lots of people that just have trouble talking to their partners about sex, but some people have been taught that intercourse is instinctual and that there is certainly no need to analyze it, that good sex should come naturally. And I say, are we naturally out of our minds? Because what leads us to believe that all social, intellectual, psychomotor behavior requires instruction and training, but then assume that sex does not? Sex needs practice and information, you know?
Well, and then it gets even worse because there's two of you.
Mm-hmm.
So for one person to process all of that and get to what they think is normal and then to try and mesh it with the next person, and that might not be normal or desirable
right.
for that other person. So it's very complex.
It's very
no wonder
complex.
We need help as a society with it.
Yes. And, you know, you're really making a difference. I'm making a difference, and that's deeply satisfying, isn't it, to be helping people with
it
these
really
lifestyle changes, and because a lot of people have so many lifestyle obstacles.
Yes, so, and there's so much enjoyment of mm-hmm. life to be had that, you know, it doesn't cost a lot of money. It doesn't, you know, our connections are one of the most important things, and I think that's what I always say, that is the underlying root, sort of the biggest benefit from working with me, believe it or not,
mm-hmm.
I believe, is better connections. Because when you are feeling your best self, your sense of humor returns.
Yeah.
Your confidence returns. You feel good in your own body. You feel like you can extend yourself because you're happy, confident, and strong and energetic. And so it really is about, at the end of the day, you know, I had the privilege of practicing traditional medicine for quite some time, and
mm-hmm.
and I had the opportunity to help a number of patients die. And nobody wanted to work more or have more money at the end. They just wanted more connections.
More connection.
And deeper connection.
And at the end of the day, it's all about having love in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Absolutely.
Love. Yeah. Well, I like the way you put that you had the opportunity to work with those who were dying. It puts everything in perspective, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. And you just, you know, whatever you focus on grows. And so those people were, I had multiple wonderful lessons from them. They thought I was helping them. It was the other way around.
What a lovely, compassionate, insightful thing for you to say, Dr. Tammy. That's really, that's terrific. No wonder you're such a good doc and and can't wait till your book comes out. So. Let's talk, me too. Yeah, so let's talk about stress because this is huge. We've already touched on it. But feeling anxious and rushed leads, we know this, and so many people are feeling anxious and rushed, so it leads to a buildup of cortisol, which, as mm-hmm. I understand it, inhibits testosterone and affects one's sexual interest, but more than that. So...
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about stress? Because you've got it on your site, too.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and I think that one of the most important things to know about stress is that there is stress, there's the lack of stress, and then there's turning on and activating the relaxation response. And we think of relaxing as going home and putting our feet up on the couch and looking at our televisions or a book or our iPads. And we think of this as being relaxing because it's the lack of work. It's the lack of chores. It's the lack of responsibilities. But all that means is that there's not more stress being piled on. It has nothing to do with relaxation. We actually need to do something to turn on relaxation. Stress is part of the sympathetic nervous system, and it was really designed to get us to run away from a bear so we wouldn't be eaten.
Right, and the fight or flight.
Yeah, well, I like to say fight, flight, or freeze.
Or freeze, yeah.
Some of us actually freeze, and we find that in our lives we become stagnant mm-hmm. in our careers, stagnant in our relationships, and it's really because there's a lot of fear there.
Of course.
And then there's the other nervous system called the parasympathetic nervous system,
yes.
And that's the one that's in charge of relaxation, rejuvenation, healing, digestion, repair, and you actually have to do something to turn that on.
Uh-huh.
And the ancient cultures like the Chinese and the Japanese, you know, they know this. They start their day with Tai Chi, and these are things, and meditation.
Exactly.
These are well documented to turn on the relaxation response. Well, I have a lot of patients who say, well, I tried to meditate, and I got more stressed out than if I was just,
You
know, looking at a movie. So there's a device that I tell my patients to listen to, and it's called the Holosync. And
yes.
They studied it, and it was these tones that put your brain into the same alpha-theta brainwave pattern as is found in veteran meditators. But all you have
really?
To do is listen.
And does it come as an app on the phone, on a smartphone?
Yeah, there's an app, and there's a CD.
Okay.
I actually bought this CD because it's a big file, so it took up too much of my phone.
Right, right.
We have a link to it on our website. You have to unsubscribe quickly if you don't want to get a bunch of emails, but the research is astounding.
Yes.
And I like it because instead of trying to meditate, you get meditated.
And so that means you're guided.
Well, actually, it just sounds like rain.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see.
And the tones are underneath all of that, and my husband and I listen to it as we fall asleep at night.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And so that link is on your website.
Yeah, it's called Holosync.
Can you spell that?
Holosync, and it's on drtammy.com.
Okay. Holosync, Dr.
So that's one way
that's a great that you can resource.
Turn on your relaxation response. Just even breathing, deep, mm-hmm. relaxing breathing is another great way to, because your diaphragm, when you let a big breath and allow your belly to expand, your diaphragm is triggered, and it's attached to the vagus nerve, which
mm-hmm.
turns on the parasympathetic nervous system. It kind of sounds like those ankle bone is connected to the knee bone.
Right, but sure, it's you know the biology of this and the medicine mm-hmm. of this, and I read in the paper recently that especially in the Bay Area, in and around Silicon Valley, where there's lots of brilliant people working endless hours.
Mm.
But even in this area, in our area, Seattle, we're getting a lot of really smart people that really need to take a break.
Yeah,
and
for
so
sure.
So that these new meditation apps are huge in the Bay Area, and I suspect they could become that way too. But I like the idea of your CD. But of course, let's not forget, exercise makes the body more efficient at pumping blood. And of course, I'm always suggesting exercise because when you get into a sexual situation, the response to is both quicker and more intense if you've been exercising. And women in better shape simply feel less self-conscious. And so they have less attention devoted to worrying about what the body looks like, and so there's more there's more attention on the sensations of arousal and staying focused.
There's myriad of things that it's good for. Sitting is the new smoking.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Say more about that.
There's studies out of Harvard that show that even if you exercise, if you sit all day, it's as if you smoked cigarettes, and it's directly correlated with your risk for heart attack and stroke. So that's the movement to have standing desks, or, you know, I tell my patients, you know, I'm the practical person.
Yes,
there's not
you are.
A lot of people that can just go get a standing desk. I mean, their boss isn't going to like it, or they can't afford it, or whatever it is. But I have a cue that I try and get people to remember. Whenever you're on the phone, stand. So right now I'm standing. And I have been standing this whole time.
That's great. And it explains.
So whenever you're on the phone, stand.
Yeah. And it explains to me why my son, who is very fit and a runner, just got himself a standing desk for his home office in New York City.
There you go.
So let's go back to, stress, exercise is important, body image is important, but also if you have too much stress, it's hard to focus. And when I worked at UCLA, Dr. Jennifer Berman, the urologist that I worked with, she actually would prescribe small doses of Ritalin to help women focus. But I thought that was a little excessive, but maybe you wouldn't think so. But before I get your answer, I just love this study from Alfred Kinsey. So this is from Sexual Behavior of the Human Female so many years ago. So he's got a female rat and a male rat, and they're mating. And female rats also had trouble focusing. Cheese crumbs spread in front of a copulating pair of rats may distract the female, but not the male. So the female is distracted by the cheese crumbs, but not the male. He just keeps going.
Yep.
But focus. And if you're all stressed and you haven't learned to focus through meditation, for instance, then having good sex is that much harder.
Yeah, for sure. Because it does take some focus.
Mm-hmm.
And progesterone is your brain hormone. Testosterone also.
Okay.
But progesterone is the Valium that bathes the female brain. When women get a little bit anxious in their, post-40s, usually giving them a little bit of progesterone gets rid of the brain fog gives them their peacefulness back.
Yes. Well, so many women are so eager to have that.
Yeah, and there's so many physicians so eager to hand you a prescription anti-anxiety medication, which are horrible. I mean, they're wonderful when they're needed, but they're handed out far too often, I think.
Yes, I think so, too. I think so, too. There is so much to this. How was it writing the book and incorporating all of these, your
that
the
was the
hormone
easy
secrets.
Part. Believe it or not, that was easy. It's what I do all day, every day, and so it just flowed out.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful time, and then a lot of other things have spun off of that, like you had mentioned the movie with Jeff Hayes.
Yeah, let's talk a few more minutes. So let's talk about the movie with Jeff Hayes, because I saw it. Oh, you sent me a link, and tell us about that.
So Jeff Hayes was a Hollywood producer that did, you know, Emmy Award candidate type of movies, and he made his fortune, and he decided that he wanted to lend his talents to creating awareness about what's going on in our world with regard to our health And so the movie is called Bought, B-O-U-G-H-T, and there's actually a link right now on my website. For 6 weeks, you can rent it online, and then it's going to the select theaters in New York and L.A. and in select cities across that love documentaries. And it's about, I love it because it's a middle-of-the-road movie. It's about pharmaceutical companies. It's about GMOs. It's about vaccines. It's about all of the stuff that there seems to be such an extreme one side versus the other. And it's, and it gives some very good evidence that says, you know, we don't know whether GMOs are frankenfood, but we don't know what will happen. Perhaps the 50 other countries that have banned it, including Europe, maybe we ought to think about this. And more importantly, maybe we ought to have a say. And
this is a very important message to get out.
It's
good
a
for you
really
and good for Jeff Hayes to have found you because you're in the movie.
Well, I'm just a little spit in this movie. There are some enormous names and some really important people who have literally risked their careers to reveal whistleblowing things at the CDC level.
Oh, wow, good.
Yeah, it is a shocking, but I love it because it's not extremist. I was proud to be a part of it because it really didn't go off and say, you know, it said, you know, vaccines, let's look at this. Let's look at the fact that penicillin saves a ton of lives and it kills some people. So perhaps vaccines are an amazing medication that do harm some kids. Let's look at this.
Yeah.
Let's take care of the few that are injured by this, and let's give these people some education and let parents have a greater say. If you've already had one child that has had a vaccine injury, should you be allowed to opt out of your second child because of an increased risk? None of this is talked about.
And it needs desperately to be talked about. I mean, here in this state, as you know, there's an increase in whooping cough because a lot of parents have decided not to vaccinate their kids.
Yeah. And like I said, vaccines have changed the world, literally.
Right.
But there are some kids who are hurt by it.
I know.
So
we need to have
like
a balanced
medicine
discussion.
Yes.
Dr. Tammy, we need to stop because PRN likes me to stop a couple minutes before the top of the hour.
Well, it was so great to be with you.
Thank you. It was just incredibly wonderful to have you here with all of this knowledge, all of this information presented in such an articulate way, Dr. Tammy. Thank you. And I would like to have you back right around the time of your new book's publication. So,
that would be exciting.
Thank you. So you and I will be talking, of course, in between that, and we'll work it out. So thank
Perfect.
You again.
Thank you. All the best. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You as well. Bye, everybody, and tune in next week. I'll have another interesting show. I promise you that. Bye-bye.